What do you say when you meet someone on Christmas Day?
Christmas gear or something like that.
What do you say on the first day of January?
You will give.
And what do you say to show somebody you appreciate something?
Well, I'd give them all the thanks I could, I guess.
If you're not sure whether you'll have time to do something or not, what would you say?
I just ain't got time now, something like that, to do it. Can't get to you.
You might say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping or something.
You bought something downtown. The storekeeper takes a piece of paper and what?
Give you a bill of it.
Now, if you buy some fish, the storekeeper take, what will the man do with the fish?
What do it?
And when you get home, what do you have to do? And if he wraps it up, you have to
unwrap it.
If you sell something for less than you paid for it, you'd say, I had to sell at a
stupid price.
Would you say you made money or you
lost money?
If you see something you like but you don't have enough money to buy it, what do you say?
I just ain't got the money spent for you.
On the first of the month, what do you have to pay?
The bill.
If you belong to the lodge, what do you have to pay the lodge?
Pay the fair fee for it, and make it.
What else do they call it other than fee?
The
dues.
Dues, yeah, not the dues.
Okay. You, do you have anything you have to pay monthly dues?
Yes, ma'am. Insurance, something like that.
Is your insurance expensive? What
no.
did you say?
Insurance, no matter. That's somebody just try to keep up something close. Something happened, I have something to go for.
Well, if you don't have any money, you go to a friend and try to
borrow a little bit.
When a banker is refusing a loan, he says, our money is
short.
He ran down to the springboard. Talking about going swimming now.
Yeah.
He ran down to the springboard and
jumped off from there.
Okay. What do you do if he goes in head first? What do we say?
Die.
All right. If you dive in the water and land on your stomach, what do you call that?
Swimming out. I'm swimming out.
No, if you hit the water, splat on your stomach, you say, oh. What kind of dive is that? It's not a dive, it's a belly flop. Miss, did you swim?
Well, yes, ma'am. Miss Winfrey's a long time ago down that cork noodle had a spring boot, you know. It sprang and jumped off of
me.
That had no mistake to do with that mill house down there a long time ago.
Can't you smell?
That's right. There was a gin house on one side and the mill on the other side a long time ago, you know. And so, we get out on that spring, we have a spring with a big old rock there, you know. Get on in that plank and spring, you know. Dice is a 3 row and it's down with me to come out.
How deep was the water, man?
Oh, sometimes the water's 10, 12 feet deep, you know, man.
Good.
Yeah, man, we picked that point. We beat down by then, you know, like, you know, that was the gin, but water, you know, the time. Gin and run the mill to the water, you know.
And that road's closed up,
Yes, Uncle. That tree got worse. We know the secret bag. I think Mr. Abdullah got all that in pasta back there. I think Mr. Carpenter too. I think Mr. Carpenter told me he bought all that down, trapped in the creek there, you know. Mr. Lemmy did have about 2 acres there, I think, around that gin out there a long time ago, you know. Now that he sold it. So.